Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Becca, Dale, and Keith on WEEI.
This is the Tennessance. Ryan Tannehill's good. I'm not going to pick the Titans, but their offense is good.
Wait a minute. What the hell?
Their offense is good now.
They're
playing the Chiefs this week. I'm going to take the over
49.5
Kansas City at Tennessee. The second pick is this team is quietly climbing back into the good teams category pick. Give me the Rams laying 3.5 points in Pittsburgh.
Give me your Dallas Cowboys.
Gospel
minus three at home this week. Against the Minnesota Vikings.
I like that one.
Well, listen, they're not all going to be winners, of course.
Yosemite Sam cannot pick games.
No, I don't. I didn't love the gospel pick last week. That was Chris Shimes' free money. Of course, he, John Anderson, and Mutt of the
winner's circle.
Does
that mean free money means
circle.
Shime will pay everybody back who lost money on his picks?
Well, no. He's just, you got to pick. You got to find the winner in there. There's always a winner in there. You heard him. He had the over. And in fact,
so I have to pick on my own, essentially.
Yes, and no. I have to pick among
the
losers.
Narrow it down for you.
He's given you some information. Now, you really should have just taken the Titans. I feel like you wanted to take them.
I really
should. That would have been your upset.
Honestly,
special.
Parlay the Titans money line and the over, and I would have been swimming in
it. But these guys give out other winners on the Winner's Circle pod there.
Winner's Club.
Winner's Club pod.
Well,
at next
Winner's Club pod on Twitter.
It has a different name every
week. Every week
anyway.
It's a little bit different.
Whichever one's sticking. Don't worry, guys.
You feel like it is? Now, what is the overall record, Shime, on our show? I don't care about the podcast for right
this
second.
I know you don't.
Okay.
On your show,
the
Daily Keefe program, I am 19-17.
That's a winning record, gang. That's a winning record
close.
Out there. Hey, come on. That's a winning record. And because Shime's dipped in with some parlays here and there, you're winning probably a lot of money.
Yeah, right? I would say I'm winning a good chunk of money here.
Before we get to your picks, Shime, for this upcoming weekend, week 11 in the NFL, I am curious, though, what is your confidence level?
So, Keith, I was looking at the board the last couple of days.
This means not good.
Right. Well, let's see. Let's see.
Seeing ghosts.
Oh, no.
I'm not seeing ghosts.
Oh, thank God.
Don't worry.
And you scared
but
me.
There are a lot of weird games this week.
Oh, weird
That's
games.
That's excuse-making 101.
I know already.
Andy, I'm making zero excuses.
You already are. You're laying
Vegas,
the foundation.
Vegas knows what they're doing this week,
you
but
don't.
I think I found the loopholes.
Okay.
I think we're good.
Yeah, we're not asking to bet the whole board. Shime.
No,
just
absolutely
a couple
not.
Games that you happen to really, you really
and the
like.
Games that I like, I really like.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
You sold it late.
Yes.
I like it.
He
okay,
likes these games.
Pulled it together.
Lot.
The other games I've given you, I don't really like, but
no,
I'm giving
no.
to you.
These
anyway.
Ones, Dale, he really likes. All right, what do you have in mind?
So, I mean, the first one is a Shime classic. This is the That's My Quarterback and my MVP pick
God.
Of the week. Give me the Ravens
laying
four at home to Houston.
That's a big game. That's a big game in the AFC. Ravens
good
at home against
battle
Houston.
Too, huh?
Yeah, really good. Lamar Jackson, Deshaun
Watson.
Why the John Cena theme?
Because basically the best in the business.
Got
so,
it.
Which is what Lamar Jackson is right now.
MVP.
All right.
That's so, my MVP.
All right. You got the Ravens minus four. That's your quarterback.
That is correct.
Right.
The next one is we're kind of coming into a revenge tour here.
All right.
Coming off a loss.
Hmm.
The Patriots are going to come out swinging.
Okay.
This is the coming off a loss. Let's light up the sky revenge tour. Pick of the week.
All right.
Pick of the week.
Yeah.
Over 45, New England at Philly.
The over. So
taking
you also
over.
Think the boogeymen are dead.
I think the time in which the Patriots defense
the
letting
Patriots
up
are score
13
maybe,
points
maybe
or less
they do.
Is done.
Okay.
Wow.
But Brady
wow.
alone is going to light this team
really?
Up.
Wow.
He is so mad. he is going to unleash the beast.
Okay. He doesn't do mad.
It's a trap.
Hey, man, he burns everything to the ground. I don't know.
This could be a talking point come Monday.
Because don't you think that the boogeymen might bounce back and therefore the Eagles wouldn't score a lot of points? Or you think they're dead and they were dead in Cleveland?
I think they're dead and buried.
Wow. So points, points, points in the Pats-Eagles game.
Yes.
Well, they did play a very high-scoring Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yes.
But can
I don't
they
think
fly
it'll be quite that
Foles?
High. But I do like
the
over here at 45.
John. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah. Boogeyman. All right. So those are your two picks. You always have a third, though, for us.
My third one is a pick.
Why wouldn't you have done the Patriots last? Just I'm curious. Yeah,
because I would
have
this done pick that. Is more important.
Because you're about to find out why.
It is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
It's a team that gave me so much success last year, and I think I've forgotten about it, and I needed to come back to
okay.
it.
Okay.
And so this is the I'm Patrick Mahomes, and I'm still here. How dare you forget me? Yeah. It's time to remember me pick of the week. Give me the Chiefs, -3.5 in Mexico. Taking
wow.
on the Chargers.
Okay.
Monday night game.
So not even like a true road team there. So they are they're in Mexico, Monday night football. Throw this into the mix. Makes a lot of sense.
This is right. Recuérdame from the movie Coco.
Thank you. Nice movie. Available now on Disney Plus.
Recuérdame also means remember.
Are you getting paid for that?
I should. I'm trying to work at an angle. I've been trying.
I did the same thing this week. My wife is like booked now on Disney Plus.
Now, I've been trying to get money out of Bing for a really long time.
Hasn't
that's
worked.
Not happening. So the Disney Plus thing will probably.
You got something else out of Bing today.
But yes, I did. My God.
Micro-nightmares.
And I would think a micro-brew would be in your future, too.
I'm trying,
a nice craft beer.
I'm trying my best on that
connection.
Front too. All right, Shyam, to sum up your picks here for the weekend.
To sum up the picks, we got Baltimore laying 4 at home for the Houston Texans. We got the over 45 as New England travels to Philly. And we have Kansas City laying 3.5 in Mexico against the Chargers.
All right, best
Shyam, how do you respond
there?
To the texter who says you need a 60% winning percentage to break even, boys?
Because one of them or two of them were parlays,
yeah.
So that
more
pays
money.
Out
more money,
a lot more.
So we
than,
don't have a we don't have an amount. We just I've made lots.
How many frapples did you put on it this weekend?
Frapples yeah. like 75 and a half
frapples.
Frapples.
Shouldn't this be real? Like,
what do you mean?
Shouldn't
real?
We actually do it?
Yeah.
He starts with $500.
Well, we
and
did
makes
it.
His picks.
We did it in the playoffs last year. That was real, and we yeah. just kept parlaying.
And
par
we
you,
didn't lose.
Like Sony
sending,
Michelle,
we just kept sending Diossi.
Yeah, you got to stop living in the past.
All right. Well,
live in the present.
All right. Well, we're seeing how he's doing here, and then maybe we'll do it in the playoffs again this year.
Okay. I think you should.
I could be betting every week. I mean, I'm a kid now, for God's sake. They're not paying for Disney Plus
and a lot of beer.
They're not giving me that.
And Andy, I'm already starting off in the negative this week after that Steelers game. So
that's a good point. Where do you guys stand? It's I know Shyam did the over under and not the spread, but Patriots -3.5 in Philly.
I like the Patriots.
I like the Patriots 24-20 in my six pack on the
Ooh.
Website. So just barely
Ooh,
there.
That would also be the under. So
yes.
Sam doesn't like that.
Yes, it
does
would
not
be.
Like that. Yeah, I think the Patriots win by a touchdown. So I think I would take them to cover
so,
this
like
week.
Shyam, just to clarify, yeah. you think Brady's going to put up a boatload of points?
Yeah, I think he's going to light this Eagles defense up.
N'Keal Harry?
I think the strength of this Eagles defense is their front seven. I think their secondary
so Sony Michel's
is
not
going
to play?
Probably
basically not.
I wouldn't count on him.
I expect a big week out of Brady and Philip Dorsett.
Philip Dorsett.
You heard it here
not
first.
Not Edelman, not
nope.
White, not
nope.
Sanu, not Harry.
Harry. Nope, you heard it here first.
Dorsett does the dirty work.
Good. Love stuff to play back on wow. Monday.
Fastest man on Instagram.
That's true.
A couple of quick updates from the NFL. The Vikings have ruled Adam Thielen out.
Ooh.
Week 11 against the Broncos. He's got that hamstring wow. issue. The NFL will fine Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph for his part in last night's fracas. The only three players who have been suspended will be the only players suspended. Miles Garrett, indefinite. Marquise Pouncey, 3 games. Larry Ogunjobi, 1 game. Those are the only suspensions. At least Mason Rudolph will be fined. My guess is everybody who came off the bench will get fined as well.
Yes, yeah, small fines.
Probably. Yep. All right, we will wrap up and find out what else you got when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.